Question number one.
The phone company called this morning, and there appears to be a problem with the bill.
This is the second time Peter forgot to pay it.
What does the man mean? Question number two.
I'd like to take Math 305 this semester.
To register for the course, students must have the instructor's permission.
What does the woman imply? Question number three.
Christy said you didn't have enough chairs last night.
We didn't expect 40 people to attend the workshop.
What does the man imply? Question number four.
On Monday, Betty starts with the tool company.
I am surprised she changed her mind about not taking that job.
What does the woman mean? Question number five.
Today I had a lot to do with all the little things to take care of.
You dropped off my jacket at the cleaners, didn't you?
What does a man want to know? Question number six.
The dean expected the entire staff to attend.
Had the teachers known about the meeting, they would have attended it.
What does the woman imply? Question number seven.
We had a great time, and so many people came.
It was very nice of George to give me a party.
What does a man say about George? Question number eight.
Do you have blank cards?
Pharmacies seldom carry stationery.
What does the woman mean? Question number nine.
You said you'd be finished in an hour or two, but you've been working since noon.
This exam isn't as easy as it appears.
What does the man mean? Question number 10.
A lot of my friends are out of work, and they don't seem to be able to get any job at all.
In the past few years, unemployment has been climbing dramatically.
What does a woman mean? Question number 11.
How's Linda's report card this semester?
Her grades leave much to be desired.
What does the man mean? Question number 12.
Are you looking for something to eat? There are apples and plums in the refrigerator.
I'm thirsty after having that salty hamburger for dinner.
What does the woman imply? Question number 13.
It looks like you and Rebecca are going out. I have to stay here and finish the paper tonight.
We don't mind picking up a sandwich for you on our way home.
What does the man mean? Question number 14.
Did Doug go with you to the precinct?
Doug isn't old enough to vote.
What does the woman mean? Question number 15.
Carol tried to call Harry several times, but he is never home.
Harry works at a shoe store after school and on weekends.
What does the man mean? Question number 16.
I am late for the presentation and can't find the conference room.
Room 407 is not on the fourth floor, but on the third.
What does the woman imply? Question number 17.
Benjamin looks different somehow. Have you noticed?
Since he broke his glasses, he's had to use a spare pair.
What does the man say about Benjamin? Question number 18.
I didn't know you came here to shop. Are you thinking of doing a little work on the house?
My brother suggested that we buy a set of tools for our father's birthday.
What does the woman mean? Question number 19.
The area where Anne lives is great, but there seem to be few available units.
The apartment next door to Anne's has been vacant for 21 days.
What does the man mean? Question number 20.
Can I help you find something? You seem to be having a bit of trouble.
Do you have a stain remover that can take grease out of this shirt?
What does a woman want to know? Question number 21.
I've cleaned the entire house, and now I'm going for a game of tennis.
Good for you.
What does the woman mean? Question number 22.
I bet you are glad the week is over. What are you going to do this weekend?
We have company coming from out of town.
What does the man mean? Question number 23.
How big a tip should we leave?
15% would be $2.
Where is this conversation taking place? Question number 24.
Are you going to put in the cucumber seeds too?
I think there's plenty of space to the right of the tomatoes.
What are the man and woman probably doing? Question number 25.
Where should we go for lunch?
I don't know. What sounds good to you?
What does the man mean? Question number 26.
It's only 3 o'clock, and we've already sold all the paperbacks and half of the hardback editions.
Maybe we should have ordered more hardback copies.
Where is this conversation taking place? Question number 27.
Your super unleaded grade is pretty expensive.
I don't think it's more expensive than at other places.
What is a man's occupation? Question number 28.
You forgot to send a card to the Wilsons.
I forgot? Why didn't you send one?
What does a woman mean? Question number 29.
It's time to go home, Karen. Dave and I are on our way to an Italian restaurant on High Street. Would you like to come to dinner with us?
Thanks, but I have the travel report to finish. I need to mail it first thing tomorrow morning.
What is Karen going to do? Question number 30.
Judy has given her notice to the manager, and she will be leaving the office in 2 weeks.
She made the right decision. I know she can use the better salary.
What can be said about Judy? This is the end of Part A.